Hello, Facebook Ads people. I'm Konstantinos, and this is the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Hello, guys. Another podcast. At last, it's November, Black Friday month, and everybody's preparing. I know that it has been a challenging month for several people. I wouldn't say that it was a challenging month for me because of the pre-work that was done in the previous month's scaling, and we can discuss all of that about Black Friday on how it went for me and the scaling. In one other account, I'm seeing lower ROAS, but I know that I will be compensated this month. It's fine. Before we go to your questions and everything, and there are some very good topics that we can cover here today. Actually, 1 hour before the video shooting of the podcast, I have seen a message in my group from Jonathan, which has a very dense and compact question, which is based on his experience. And I would like to analyze it because there's no way that I can explain all of the things that I want to say just in text. Before we do that, I need to tell you about two things. First of all, about Bloatout. Sadly, after what happened with my last podcast and me telling that I tested it, I don't know why, but they felt like I mispresented the product or I didn't test enough. I'm here to just say my truth, okay? I never said that Bloatout is not a good tool. I never said that I tested it thoroughly. I said that I want to test it again in the next year, and I might got afraid before Black Friday. The truth is that they told me that they are not going to work with me anymore because of what they said, but so be it, guys. This is who I am. This was my truth. This was my experience. Third thing, I never said that Bloatout doesn't have a good customer support. To be honest with you, it has the best customer support, and I always said that the owner is one of the most knowledgeable people that I have ever seen when it comes to Facebook ads. It's fine. I cannot, beg people for stuff and everything, and I cannot just not express my opinion or say my opinion. In my opinion, if someone wants to improve their product, they should listen to everyone instead of just telling them we're not going to work with you anymore. One of the major disagreements that we had, it was that I didn't mention that it was paid. Promotion, because I never got paid, actually. The thing with Bloatout is that I was trying to see if it's going to work, how am I going to promote it to my channel? And we had one initial agreement that I signed in order to see if it can work like this with a commission and with the people that I will bring. Of course, I'm not going to go into more details, but that was the thing. And I think that I told you, thank God we have the podcast, that I told you that if this thing is going to work, I'm going to put it as my sponsor into my channel. And we had an agreement. They believe that I didn't inform you that it was paid. I never got paid for any person that went to Bloatout because in my view, we were just discussing how we're going to do it. I wasn't trying to make any money because I wasn't going to promote it if I didn't know that it was working. So now that they mentioned that, maybe we had a miscommunication here, so I'm clearing it out that I was looking to find a way to see how I'm going to promote it. And they told me that they will pay me whatever money they owe me for people who went from the channel. I told them, just so you know, also that they don't want any money, they can keep it. I was just trying to find a way to see what kind of structure we're going to have if this thing is going to work, and I'm going to start promoting it in all of my videos as my main sponsor on the channel. That being said, look, these things are going to happen. I get it. No hard feelings. I do understand that this is his baby and he has to protect it. My YouTube channel and my podcast is also my baby, and I have to be honest here. That's all. I will not call it a drama, because it was actually pretty straightforward of you did that, we didn't like that, this was my truth, blah, 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 back and forth. Okay, we're not going to work with you in the future. Because I told them we can revisit it in 2024. They told me no. So That's it. This door is closed for me, so you're not going to hear me say anything about bloat out in the future. And I hope, guys, that it's going to work. Again, just to be fair over here, because I always want to be fair, maybe I haven't tested it thoroughly. Maybe I pulled up too early, but I couldn't afford to lose my whole year progress in case that it wasn't working in the way that I want. To me, as I told you, the results improved after that, after removing the bloatout from there. But maybe it's a coincidence. I do get that. Maybe it's a coincidence of other matters, because I cannot say that they just improved and on the other accounts they were doing bad. But I can tell you that they were doing bad in a period that the other accounts were not doing bad. So that's what triggered me. On the other hand, I can tell you that I got several messages from people that they told me, hey, I'm happy with bloatout, I'm using it and stuff. And I never said to anyone to stop using it. On the contrary, on my podcast, I said, guys, keep using it if you want, and let's circle back to see if it's going to work. The only thing that I said, maybe, which is a little bit annoying for them, is that I thought that maybe the product is not ready and is going to be ready in 2024. But that's it, and this is my personal opinion. I can say my personal opinion. They can. I cannot feel like I cannot say anything just because I had a good relationship with someone and we were talking. Their customer support is amazing. Whoever is working with bloatout, they know that they have people helping you even with other matters, which is your API integration and stuff, while it's not their job. Responsiveness. One of the other people that sent me a message, or I think it's a comment on my previous podcast, is that the pricing wasn't good. I disagree with that. I think that the pricing is good because they charge you based on the extra events. I don't know, guys. I was actually sad for a day or two because, you know, I don't like to argue with people at all. I don't like to go into situations that I'm discussing with someone and then we have an argument and then I'm trying to tell him that no, it wasn't like this. And I do understand that as the channel becomes bigger and bigger, I will have this kind of issues. But really, guys, it's annoying me so much. Not annoying me. It's super tiring for me. Okay. And, I cannot just argue with people about things or make people sad with the things that they said or anything. Anyway, that's it. I think that I was honest in all the way. I told you that I would like to try to monetize that if I could. It didn't work. I was talking with them in a formula. I signed the paper for this to see if we can make it work like this. I never got paid for any of you. But if it was going to continue working and stuff, most probably I would ask money for that as a promotion. I'm not going to work with them anymore. I told you my opinion about it, and maybe that I got afraid too early because of Black Friday coming and stuff. Maybe I should have tested it in a different period. I can tell you also that on the client that I was testing that, they're already testing it on Klaviyo, and Klaviyo has 10% more conversion. So that's all. For me, it's just the end of the road over here. I hope that whoever listened and they started with them, you're going to continue if it's working for you, of course. If it's not, don't. And that it's going to help you further. Yeah, that's it. Let's move on. Next one. One thing that happened to a friend of mine is that he had, you know, from time to time, when you're working in several accounts or in one, doesn't matter, you get a message that says you have been away from PC for a long time, so it's refresh a page, and then you try to put a new password and authenticator and stuff. To this person, this happened, and he's managing several ad accounts. And he went to some of these ad accounts, and some of the ads were closed. Now, I have seen months ago, my friend Mitch told me also that. And he told me that In his case, all of the outlets were closed. I believe it's this. I think it's a safety measure, coming from Meta. And whenever you get this kind of messages, what I'm trying to say is that you need to check your accounts to see if you have any ad sets or ads or campaigns closed. Because maybe it's going to close some of the things that you don't want to close. And that was the case with my friend. The situation here is that I do understand it from the perspective of Meta, that they want to protect their ad accounts, because if someone is hacking you, for example, they're closing ad safety feature. Of course, it's a glitch because it doesn't close the new, for example, ads that someone creates or something. It closes already existing ads. But be careful with that. If you ever get disconnected because you need to verify who you are or do again the password thing again and everything, just check your ad accounts and make sure that everything is turned on. Now, let's go, guys, to your questions. Before we go, a little bit about Black Friday. I have already started my campaigns for the start of November, and I have done already campaigns for the middle of October. There was a small, let's say, resistance to my scaling, but I don't consider it big. Except from the bad period, that I made a video about the bad periods, and one which was very obvious in September. September tends to be problematic a lot of times. We had also the elections with Biden. That was a crazy, stupid month. And what I'm saying is that, first of all, there are a lot of accounts that they were struggling during October. I know they were telling me so, but I do believe that the bigger accounts that they were prepared, they were not. And I know it from personal experience. In my bigger accounts that they have done scaling, and I was preparing all the year for this period, I had zero issues, or maybe let's say 80%. It was good 20% difficulty, which is nothing to Facebook ads, just have some small resistance. And the one other account which is in my mind is the UK case study. I dropped to 4.8 ROAS, but I scaled almost to 240K right now on October. So I'm right on my schedule for November. I did my 15th of October ads. There are a lot of people that they did Halloween ads also on the last period, which is causing also another issue with many ads. And I do believe that there are many ads right now on the platform. And I did also started my new ads at the start of November for the ad accounts that I manage. And I have the next ones on the 15th. And on some ad accounts, I even start on the 10th, my Black Friday ads for a very long period of pre-Black Friday sales. I have seen one of my competitors in one niche. He started already Black Friday month. He started already on November, but I will tear him apart already, because he started with Black Friday. He's going to fatigue his main audience before. I don't think it's correct. He's going to just have some sales now, be happy, and then in the whole middle of the month, if they are not experienced, they are going to be afraid. Because if you start at the start of the month, you need to know that you will get some sales, then you are going to have a resistance period until the real Black Friday period. And in this period, even if you are negative or losing money, you have to stay there. If they don't know that, or if they are not willing to do that, most probably they are going to have a huge issue and they are going to start lowering their spend, while they should be increasing their spend while they go towards Black Friday. Anyway. Now, I would like to go, and we will talk more about Black Friday as we go. In the next podcast, is going to be a celebration podcast, because it's 1 year of me doing podcasts. And I'm very happy, because I'm fulfilling one of my rules to be consistent. Of course, we stop for a period on summer just for vacation and stuff, but this is normal. Did we ever lose any week on the podcasts? We lost some? We didn't do for a week?
Yeah.
So we were not consistent. Okay. I don't remember that. Okay, cool. So Let's see here the comment that I got in my group that I want to discuss. It's coming from Jonathan, and he says, I have so many remarks on this. I might even have to create one video for that. And I'm considering it strongly because here in one comment, guys, we have compact all the things that can happen in another account if you do mistakes. And let's start. It says, unfortunately, I had to turn off my ads this month as my business is bleeding too much, breaking my ROAS 1.3. I know Jonathan because I'm answering. I don't know him personally, but I do answer his questions a lot of times. And don't think that because I have 10K subs, I don't know the regulars. I know you guys. So, Jonathan, whatever I might say here, you might feel that I'm a little bit not aggressive, that I'm a little bit strict or a little bit angry, but I need to explain to you all of that because your comment, I don't know, triggered me so much. First of all, I was seeing comments below there that one guy was saying, no hard feelings again to you guy, but he was saying, change your ad account and your business manager, 3 months without results is enough. And I'm saying, I'm actually triggered right now because nobody sees here in this kind of comment what is the issue. First of all, we're going to read the whole comment and then we're going to go step by step to it. Unfortunately, I had to turn off my ads this month as my business is bleeding too much, break-even ROAS 1.3. From March to October, March 1.4K spent for ROAS, April 2.4, 3.5 ROAS, May 2.2, 2.31, June 3.3, 3.81. June was a good month, we can see it. July 19K, 1.86, August 40K, 1.19, September 33K, 0.92, October 17.3K, 0.84. I couldn't hold out the last 3 months being negative. I tried to scale and capture my place in the auction space. Looking back, did I do this too aggressively? I tried lowering my spend, get back to my summer performance, understanding budgets plays a factor too. But as you can see from the last 3 months, it isn't working. For the past 3 months, the engagement I'm getting, it is a lot worse in terms of click-through rates and comments, mainly negative, and less DMs, likes, etc. Bulk of the spend was using Advanced Plus in US and UK. Creatives were refreshed every 6-8 weeks. Have I picked all the low-hanging fruit in my first 5 months of business? Is it something to do with how I've trained my pixel? Also, would anyone suggest closing this ad account and starting fresh again with best practices with a new ad account for the same brand, same Instagram and Facebook accounts? Is this even possible allowed? Let's start. First of all, you say, unfortunately, I had to turn off my ads this month as my business is bleeding too much. Break-even ROAS 1.3. I have the feeling that you're watching a lot of my videos based on what I can see here and the way that you write. A lot of times I'm mentioning, especially on the bad periods and everything, that even if you're having a bad period and you are losing money, you should not close your ads if you can afford it. That doesn't mean that you have to go 3 months negative. I never talked about going 3 months negative and doing and trying to salvage the situation. No, I talked about, if you've seen my last negative periods video, how to overcome bad periods, it's 10 days. Also, in these other accounts that I was showing you, I was just close to break even. It's not like, okay, in one I was actually below break even, but I had a very strong 10 or 15 days before that, so I knew that I could recuperate it for the month. I wasn't going to be negative in the whole. So this is one thing. It doesn't mean that you have to go negative always in order for you to be profitable, especially in new ad accounts. And also, these ad accounts that I'm showing, they're older ad accounts. They're not ad accounts that they're completely new, so we don't know how they behave in a good and in a bad period. Okay. Also, we don't know if you were just doing ads in a period that was favorable for you. You don't have data of 1 year, for example, of doing ads. Okay. So you need to be more cautious over here, and you should not wait for 3 months for this situation to be fixed. It's not going to be fixed like this in a new ad account. It says, I couldn't hold out the last 3 months being negative. I think that you're being influenced by my video saying that you have to hold. I never talked about 3 months. I never talked about a month. Okay, maybe I could have done it as a month, but I could have done it in another account that I know for a long period, that I trusted, okay, that it makes sense for me, and that I have seen that consistently getting good results. So I have the sense that, okay, secondly here, you might say that for me, it was getting consistently good results. No. I'm talking about different things. If you tell me that I kept spending on July, August, September, 3.3K, and I dropped to 1.5, and I was trying to see what's happening, then you have a case over here. Because we will be discussing about another account which is spending the same amount of money or close to the same, and you're having less ROAS. This can be a bad period that you can recover from it. Scaling is completely different. Scaling is different. No matter if you have bad periods, good periods, or whatever, it's a completely different situation because it means that you're changing the rules. On the accounts that I showed you, if you see I'm scaling on the good periods and I'm staying low on the bad periods. So what you need to do is that I'm having good ROAS. I'm scaling. Now, okay, you scaled after you had 3.81, okay, and you went to 19. I feel it was too aggressive. And what did you do? If you were getting 1.86 in the whole month, it means that you were getting bad results consistently throughout the whole month. Why did you let it spend 19K? I find it a little bit excessive. Most of the marks that we have is that we spend 3K, then we go to 6K, then we go to 10K, then we go to 15K. We don't go from 3K to 19K in a new ad account with just a spending limit removed and all of that. So you say, I couldn't hold out the last 3 months being negative. Nobody told you that you should hold. Not even for a month. You should not hold being negative. I tried to scale and capture my place in the auction space. Okay, again, I believe that you're being influenced from my video that I said that I make my competition suffer. You're not in this level. With the 19K that you're spending, you're not harming anyone in the industry. I don't know your niche, of course. Maybe it's a super compact niche that you are doing a big impact to the industry. But I can tell you that with this amount of money, you're not influencing the industry. I'm talking about my other accounts that I'm spending 300, 400K, 500K. I'm actually making my competition suffer in terms of getting more sales because of the volume of my ads. So you should not be thinking like this because you're not in that position yet. There is no capture place in the auction space. There's no, okay? You're just right now, you're just a hustler with this account. You're trying to find how you can make it better and better and better until you reach a significant spend, and then you can have a place in the auction space. Right now, your volume is nothing for the space. Looking back, did I do this too aggressively? 100%, 100%. The scalings are these guys, 3K, 6K, 10K. Okay, if you're getting very good results, you can go more than that. But if you're inexperienced, you cannot. And here you are having 19K. And despite the fact that you're 1.86, okay, maybe you wanted to go for volume, you go with 40K on August. And my big question here is this. You were having eight, obviously here, you start making mistakes by changing ads, closing, trying more. So what you're keeping is not your previous ads also. You're also changing campaigns and everything without supporting them. This is why in the next month it's dropping even more because you're always trying new things while you try to maintain your budget. No, go back to your previous budget, test things, and then come back. Also, this scaling, I haven't even done a scaling like this myself, because you might see the case study that I have posted. This other account had 18 ROAS or 12, I don't remember, and my break-even was 4. I had the luxury of going from 12 ROAS to 5 ROAS, 6 ROAS, 7 ROAS by scaling from 10K spent to 40K spent, also, or 30K spent. It's completely different to compare the 3K spent going from 3K to 30K is completely different from going from 10K to 30K. 10K is a very good point that you say that, okay, my ad account is scaling. If on 10K you are struggling, you cannot scale. If on 10K you are thriving, you can scale. And this is what was happening with my case. I think they were spending 8.7K on retargeting with 12 ROAS. Okay, so scaling to 30-40K with cold traffic ads and not killing all the budget of the retargeting is just a safe bet. And also 2 months before Black Friday, I don't know if you have seen this case, as most probably you have. This is what really, this is my biggest fear, guys. Watching me doing some things and then taking it to the higher level and just doing it 3 times more than me. This is why I'm trying to explain all the different cases and stuff. Looking bad, did I do it too aggressively? 100%. We discussed that. I tried lowering my spend to get back to my summer performance. Understanding budget plays a factor too. But as you can see, from the last 3 months, it isn't working. Now, we start having these things, lying to ourselves. You're lying to yourself. You didn't lower the spend to your previous period that you were doing well. You were doing well with 3K, 3.3K. You were never doing well with 33K and 17K that you lowered the budget. Okay, look, Facebook has also an aspect here of gambling. If you are not be careful, spending a lot of money in gambling is very easy with Facebook because you have this hope. It's like playing slots. Okay, you have the hope that it's going to work. It can bring you your gambling persona in front, and it's not okay. You can see, but you can see the last 3 months, it's not working. You are lying to yourself. You didn't take it to the previous situation. If you would tell me that for the last 3 months, I got it back to 3K, 4K, and it wasn't working, giving me the ROAS that I had before, I would say, okay. But now what you have done is nothing. It's just like you have, it's a stupid example. Yeah, next one. For the past 3 months, the engagement I'm getting, it is a worse in terms of click-through rates and comments, mainly negative and less DMs like this. Yeah, because you scaled. And you're getting... Facebook doesn't support your scaling. Bulk of the spend was using Advanced Plus, okay? Creatives were refreshed every 6-8 weeks. Did you close your ads or were you keeping them and putting more in a new campaign? Because closing them would be a mistake. Also, from the way that I can see here, I can see cataclysmic behavior even while you're lowering your budget. And because you were spending 40, 33 and 17 with even lower ROAS from the 40. That means that you were having some ads that was supporting the situation and then you started like crazy closing this, testing this, all the panic situation while you were having more stability when you didn't do all of these changes on May, June, April and May. You were just spending small amounts of money testing things. If you're not experienced enough to do this kind of scaling or to wait or to not panic and stuff, you know, as I said, one change here, one change there, one change here, it opens the Pandora's box. It ruins the whole account. Of course it failed. What you should have done here is a hard reset. You should have went to 3K, 4K, and just try to build it up 1K at a time from there. Not just try to go, why? Who told you that you can spend 40K? Why did you get this indication? Okay, you were spending 90K with 1.86. Why did you go to 40K? There's no indication here that you could scale more. Okay, so mistake number one is that you went there. And then from 40K that you failed miserably. You didn't control it, you didn't have the experience in the whole month to keep, to try to see that, okay, I'm not getting any results. Instead of spending 40K, I'm going to spend 20. 15 days, you tried. The other 15 days, you tried to lower. Then you went to 33 and to 17. Why? Nobody forced you to spend that much. You spend 40K, you fail. Go immediately to 8K, 7K. Go to 3K. I would go to 3K. I would just do one campaign and start building my way up from there. It doesn't make any sense at all because you think like you were going back, but basically what you were doing is doing a thing here and there and there and there and there while you were maintaining the volume that nobody told you that you can keep. have I picked all? Oh, and now we start to go to the paranoia level, okay? Because after that, after you have done this, and this is why you see that I'm so strict, because you don't, you should never lie to yourself, okay? For me, it's very obvious. You say, okay, I failed in July, or on July I'm getting 1.86. I cannot scale more. Maybe I have to go lower in order to be in 2 hours plus. Okay, maybe I have to go try to be on 15. And when I'm getting good results, then I will try to scale. What's the point of getting to 40K on August when I'm getting 1.86, when I'm dropping so much? To me, already the scaling of July was successful. And I believe it was successful because you were keeping ads from the past. If you were going to stay on the same budget over there on August without touching anything, I can almost guarantee you, you were going to have better results from 1.19. Stay on 20K and most probably you would have 1.7 or 2 ROAS, whatever that may be. Okay? Most probably not increasing, but most probably not decreasing a lot. Most probably you would have 1.8. So this is the thing. And now after that, you start becoming paranoid, like to yourself saying that, but I'm getting back to my normal. Why am I not getting the ROAS? You're not. You're spending 17K. The normal is 3K. And then you start, have I picked all the low-hanging fruit in my first 5 months of business? Is it something to do with how I've trained my pixel? Paranoia, okay? Then you start saying, maybe it's this, maybe you watch another 30 videos all of this period with all of these people saying all of these different opinions, confusing you more, and then saying, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe it's my pixel. No, it's completely your fault on scaling. And over here, taking all the low-hanging fruits, a lot of times people, when they have bad results on Facebook ads, because they have scaled too much, because they have done mistakes like this, and after that, after one mistake and the other, it's just cataclysmic, because the previous mistake takes you closer to lower ROAS, lower ROAS, lower ROAS, so you're making more mistakes than to try to fix it. The biggest thing that you should have done here is close all the ads, start on 3K, 100 per day, and just try to see if you can build it up from there again. But not this situation over here. And I don't know if I have responsibility for that also. Because this looks like one of the case studies, for example, that I have done. Or the way that you talk about, I should have kept my... I couldn't be more negative. I just stayed there for 3 months. Maybe the things that I said about the bad periods and stuff. But I think that I'm explaining it thoroughly for that reason, so that you don't fall into that. And I'm telling you to be careful and stuff. I don't know why you took the initial. Now, are you going to become better after this? 100%. 100%. The next time you're going to be so careful, and you're this is a very good learning curve. But on the other hand, why am I arguing with you? Because I have done these stupid mistakes also at the start. But in my when I was doing it, I had no one to show me anything, okay? I was doing these mistakes on my own. So I just feel that it's okay if you can afford it. But on the other hand, I think that it's a little bit of overconfident. You shouldn't be so confident about that. There is no such thing as for 5 months I got all the sales on the market. No, there's no such thing. You just f***ed up. Also, would anyone suggest closing this ad account and starting fresh again with best practices with a new ad account for the same brand? Is it even possible allowed? And this is also a stupid thing. The ad account and the pixel and stuff has nothing to do because it was working. It was just your scaling. And I have seen one person below mentioning that you should start because 3 months without bad results. This person that answered here, if you're listening to this podcast, did you read the whole thing? So after reading the whole thing, you thought that the solution was to change another account and do what? Spend again 20K there? Or maybe, do you know what would happen? He would change that account. He would spend 3K, because this is the correct thing to do, to go back to the 3K spending. And he would think that the solution was that he changed the ad account. Crazy, right? Thinking that was the solution, while, I don't know, for me it's very obvious. I hope that this whole discussion is helping you. Now, if you can afford it, I would consider this a very good learning curve. Very good learning curve. If you can't, you f***ed up. The other thing is that this is also a very good case to explain things for all the viewers over here. So, guys, let's show some love and some praise for Jonathan so that he's going to do better in his next scaling, because at least he gave us content on what you should not do, and I think that we discussed several important things on that. This should have been a completely separate video, but we will keep it for the podcast, Jonathan, just for all the people that they watch the podcast. Next one. I think we covered everything. Yeah. Next one. Do you think you can run solely Advanced Plus, no other campaigns? 100%. You can just do Advanced Plus campaigns. There is no problem with that. And the other thing about it is that if we didn't have a limit, most probably in some other accounts I would run only Advanced Plus, because it's efficient. You just focus on creative. You do new creatives all the time. We now know based on what I believe how to optimize them properly. So it's good. Hello, I'm fairly new to the e-commerce scene. I recently have started trying to innovate a family business. Good for you that you're supporting this. From just being physical to online, I've been following the YouTube channel to learn more about Facebook advertising. I understand the Stroke Pixel is vital. It is. I have a Meta Pixel setup with Shopify website. The Pixel has been working alone for 3 weeks now, recording events for Xmaple purchases. Okay. Although I saw a conversion API gateway option, is it vital to help with machine learning? I set up with AWS, I think this is Amazon, the other day, but I'm not sure if I did it correctly. Also, if integrating it as well can just cause trouble. Thanks for your input. So first of all, I can tell you that the API is better reporting because server to server. They said that they will remove Pixel, but then I realized from the CEO of Bloatout, actually, he told me that only 13% has API. So Facebook cannot remove it. So they did the data sets, which is basically a group of reporting, and it has inside the Pixel and the API and everything. You can do it. As with Shopify, it's fairly easy, and you should not have any issues doing the API integration. With one of my clients recently, he had only Pixel reporting in ClickFunnels. We did API, and it messed up everything. And it took us 1.5 weeks to take it back to only Pixel, because nobody could fix the API, because apparently developers suck, and they cannot fix it. So the problem is this, that if you have something that right now is working, you can just stay with Pixel if you cannot find someone who is going to actually do the job. I do actually regret me telling to the owner to do also the API. While I was having the best intentions, we lost 1 week of running ads because all the developers couldn't do it properly, and we had over-reporting or this or that with API. So why change something that is working? Just keep, for example, in ClickFunnels, there's no way that I'm going to propose to anyone right now to do API. There's no way. If they have Pixel, fine. We will work with the Pixel. Is it better to do with API? Yes. Is it better to not work for 7 days and lose money before Black Friday? No. So, guys, I don't know. API is good, but if you think that it's going to mess up your funnel, don't do it. Next one. Thoughts on multi-advertiser ads option. Hey, Konstantinos, hope all is good for you. What's your opinion? Next one. This one. So, multi-advertiser ads option. This is on the ad level. To be honest with you, I have used it, and I haven't used it in some. I haven't seen any differences. You can use it or not. I have no input on that because I haven't seen any crazy differences. On the other hand, there is one button which is toggled on and off. This multi-advertising option is a checkbox. There is another which is told about optimizing your ads to look better and stuff. This is a stupid button that I'm not using because it's taking headlines, it's putting them to other places and stuff, and I don't like it at all. But multi-advertiser, I must say that I never had any major breakthroughs or seen a huge difference without nothing. Next one. Hey, Konstantinos, hope all is good for you. Everything is good. What's your opinion on A/B testing with Facebook ads? I don't like it. I don't find it effective. It is effective. It is working. I'm not saying it's not, but I do like to test with my real campaigns without A/B testing. For instance, if I want to test something as simple as price difference or product, how would you go about it? I would put different landing pages. Yeah, but he says, I'm not a huge fan of landing page A/B testers since they often decrease website speed and they're not necessarily to use Google Optimize. Does A/B testing at the ad level make sense? I assume at the campaign level it doesn't. Thank you. Don't use A/B testers, okay, in the site. Why don't you do an advanced plus campaign with your different creatives and different link for the different landing page that you're going to create with a different price? And this is where you're going to test it super, super, super efficiently instead of doing an A/B test. Next one. Hello, I started to run my crazy method campaign. Number one, I had 4 hours, which is very good for me. Perfect. Digital product. It's not only good for you, it's amazing. If you have a digital program, you have 4 hours, that means that you need to scale, Isabel. Isabel, you took the course recently, I think. Yeah. But when I duplicated it to a second crazy math campaign with the exact same ads, etc., as you teach, I doubled the price. So the first one was 50 per day. Second one is 150 per day. So you tripled the price. Since then, both never performed well simultaneously ever. So one day has 0 purchases, the other day has 1, 2, 4 ROAS and vice versa. So I end up with a total ROAS of 1.8, 2.1 each day. I'm doing something wrong, you think? You're scaling. We had a whole discussion earlier about this. Why am I talking like they come to the room and they talk to me? You can... If you're watching this, most probably you have seen the discussion earlier. What am I saying? So the thing is, Isabel, that you're scaling. And this is typical. Look, we cannot just go in another account and say, I want to spend 50K. No. Facebook and the results are going to decide how much you're going to spend. So what we do in another account is this. We have 50. Okay. We are spending then 100. Are we happy with the ROAS? Okay. We will increase it. And then, are we happy? Yes, we will increase. We're not happy. We cut this campaign and we stay back. We go like this for a period. Then we try again. We see that we're getting better. Okay, we increase it. And so on. This is how it goes. Or we test other things to see if we can penetrate the market from other points. But still, you're having a digital product. It doesn't mean the first $50 or $100 that you spend in another account, it's not the ROAS that you should expect. When you're scaling, it's the first ROAS, it's a very small volume, it's nothing. When you're starting scaling, you're actually seeing the actual limits of the other account, how much you're spending and how much you're getting each of the time. So you are just experiencing the scaling. And in my opinion, if you can get volume, also another thing, here you say that I'm getting sometimes zero sales, sometimes not, and so on. When you scale, you also see the inconsistency of your pixel. For example, if your pixel is not trained enough, maybe it's not ready to scale in order to give you consistent sales every day. And by consistency, I mean like getting at least one sale every day. With a bigger budget, you should have that. You cannot just spend 150 or 200 and not getting at least one or two sales per day. Depends on the product also. But no, even in any product, you should find the spot that you will be giving to Facebook enough in order to give you one sale every day. That's very important. So here we have also inconsistency of the pixel and the ad account, which means that your ad account is not ready. So I want you to slow down. I want you to continue testing other things and start seeing... what kind of results you're getting. It's not bad to get 2 ROAS also in a digital product. But if you want more, you can lower the spend. You can do nothing about it because obviously here we have a case that Facebook tells you that you cannot scale that fast. That's it. This is on the Black Friday video. It says, very nice. Do you scale down the campaigns during 25 to 15 January and then scale them back after that scale more? So to be honest with you, the budget on from November to December is going to drop anyway because you're going to close your Black Friday ads. So if you do 50K per month and you spend 100K on Black Friday, then you will be spending again 50K plus the new ads that you're going to do for December. Or if we call it like what we say for Black Friday, that you do other ads before Black Friday and so on. Let's say you were spending 50K on October. Then you did new ads, evergreen ads, as I teach in the video about Black Friday, went you to 75K and you spend another 25K for Black Friday ads. By closing the Black Friday ads, you drop immediately to 75K, while the previous month we were doing 100K. And then you try to maintain that. If you have resistance, you lower more and stuff. You can see the case studies and how the resistance translated to me in the previous year in the ad accounts that I scaled. Next one. And no, I'm not going to drop. I'm going to drop anyway because I'm closing the Black Friday ads. How often do you optimize ads on... sorry, but I need to say also about from 25 December to 15 January, I don't understand. I think that you should say 25 to 1 because this is the bad period. From 1st of January, sales are starting again. But no, from 25 to 1, I will try to soak the damage, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lower budget just for 5 days. It would make sense if you wanted to lower the budget from 25 to 15. But on the other hand, I must tell you that I wouldn't do it. I will just try to soak the damage because I wouldn't like to lose my spend. How often do you optimize ads on the weekend? Still every day? Yeah, I do watch the ads every day. It doesn't mean that I'm going to optimize them every single day, but it does mean that, I'm going to watch the ads every day, sometimes 2 or 3 times per day if I'm running manual bidding ads in some other accounts. And in some other accounts that I'm spending 50K per day, I'm watching them more than 5 times, 10 times per day. I might be looking several things to do. But anyway, I don't think that I will ever be able to make a very good video explaining how to manage another account, for example, with 100K per day. It's and I'm not talking about spending 100 every day, but there are other accounts that they have promotion stuff and you might spend 50 or 100K per day. Not 100K, my maximum was 80K. 60K, for example, 50K, I have spent a lot of times in several different occasions for some days, every day. But in this other account, you have to look more things. And I don't think that this is content, spending 50, 60K per day and showing content about that, I don't think it's ideal. I do believe that these are rare cases and ad accounts that they don't exist so easily. And whoever has these ad accounts, guys, they reach out to me for consulting. There's no point of discussing it. How did we end up talking about this? If I watch them every day, yeah, in some bigger accounts I might be watching them throughout the whole day. Just so that you can understand, my life is not so exciting as you might think. I'm on PC all day basically, doing Facebook ads. I might go late in the evening to smoke some sisa and come back and work all night and stuff. But I do spend more than 12 hours, 13 hours a day on the PC. And some of you might say, because you have been influenced by people that are gurus, that you should not work so many hours, you can do it yourself. So I like to work. I like my work. When you do Facebook ads and you want to be good at it, you have to be a lot of hours in front of the PC. For an ex-gamer like me, doing raids on World of Warcraft is a piece of cake. Hello, me again. Who are you? I don't see your name, but okay. So 3 days ago, I asked a question about the crazy method. I think it's Isabel. Since starting the crazy method for one of my products and with an audience of 60 to 70 million, I finally scaled my ads successfully more than like, yeah, most probably it's Isabel. 50 per day. Every time before that, I was trying to increase budget. It stopped converting it. It was slow. So what do we have here? We have a person that is learning the truth by their own actions. So she was keep doing it, okay? She was keep trying, and then she was actually able to succeed it, not only because of the effort, but because of the time. During that period, she was trying things and it wasn't working, so having some more days with data, it helped. I only had two crazy method campaigns running at my original ABO, so three in total. 3 days ago, I duplicated the CBO again, creating a new crazy method campaign with a budget of 100. So that makes a budget of 270 per day. So here's what it looks like. I would strongly suggest you to be careful with your scaling, because of the things that we discussed in this podcast. Originally, ABO campaign, a 50 budget, crazy method campaign, 50, crazy method campaign, 70, crazy method campaign, 100. When I launched it, the third one had a ROAS of about 4-5, I think, the day after. Yesterday, my results decreased greatly overall for the first time in maybe 3 weeks. I thought, okay, it's just a day. And Q4 is here today. It is incredibly slow too. And when I checked, all my assets in the CBO crazy method are now in the learning phase or learning limited. And then check Constantino's YouTube, where he confirms learning phase doesn't matter too much. Yes, that's true. So my question is, when you start scaling more, is it normal to have a few days of readjustments and not even break even? It is normal. It is also normal it is also a thing to know when it's happening and if you have enough experience for it. And the other thing is that you're scaling whenever you're seeing good results. Okay, you don't just scale just like that. And if you don't, and if your scale fails, you go back to where you have established a spending with you being happy with there was. Due to Facebook searching for more potential customers, or is there a red flag in what I'm doing? I feel that there is a red flag. I feel that you're scaling too fast. We're talking about days that you're trying to do that. And most of the times in these small budgets, you can do this kind of things. Don't get me wrong. But I want you also to be careful because I don't know if you're experienced or not. I think you're not experienced, but based on the way that you say it, also based on the way that you have a second campaign with $70 and the third one with $100, means you're a little bit more conservative, so you're not super experienced. And it sounds like I'm asking after 2 days of ads not working. Yes, you do. But the point is, I want to know what's normal. If this is to be expected. It is expected that not. The time is going to show, because if this is happening for 2 weeks, it's not expected. If this is happening for 2 days and then you're scaling, it is expected. So, but it's normal, because when you scale, you wait for 2-3 days for results and then you see what you're going to do and so on. So what you're doing now, it's also helping you to learn when to take a step back or not. Not yet. You have still days. Also, another thing, you have to see, can I optimize my CBO campaign? For example, I'm watching that inside all of my assets, even my leading ad, are having very bad ROAS. Does it worth to leave it more time? On the other hand, I'm watching that I'm having on my higher spend good ROAS, and there are two assets inside that they are ruining my average results. You can close those and you can continue with the main one. For also, you're watching this when you're scaling. Does it worth for my CBO campaigns to optimize them? Can they go to being positive? How long should I wait to see if it gets optimized? It really depends on the scaling of the product. I would say between 2 to 5 days and not having weekends inside those. So if you have 2 days and then two Saturday and Sunday, I would go for 5 days. See also what Monday is doing. If you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's enough in most cases to see if a campaign is going to optimize or not. Again, if it's going to optimize or not, not if you're going to close it completely. If it's worth your time, effort, and money. How long should I wait? Because now it's been 3 days. We replied that. Sorry for the long text, lol. I try to make this as clear as possible so it's easy to respond. And thanks in advance to help. It's not easy to respond to these kind of things with text. That's the truth. Because we're talking about scaling and we're talking about what you see in a daily level. You know, there are no rules to that. For example, if you have a product with $500 average order value, maybe you should wait more days, you know. But I think that you get the whole point. Today, we discussed greatly about scaling and stuff and how we do it. Next one. Do you use Facebook and Facebook ad ID or Instagram ad ID when I'm doing post IDs? I only see the option of using Facebook, and so I'm able to copy only engagement of Facebook, but not in Instagram. What do you use to copy engagement in Instagram as well? You either have to use one of the two. You cannot use both of them. And you will just use placement so that it's going to appear also to Instagram. But yeah, you're using one of the two, sadly. Hi, people. I have an Advanced Plus that has had a ROAS of 2.9 for the last 3 days. Break-even is 1.86. So we have 2.9 the last 3 days. How can I best scale this up? This budget, the budget is currently 200 and I want to scale up with focus on Q4. Duplicate the campaign and run it with another 200. Just leave this one because it's working. Don't touch it. Duplicate it and run it there. Or duplicate the campaign with the same structure that you have that's working. Is it broad targeting? It's Advanced Plus. It's an Advanced Plus. And use other creatives. Try to scale with more creatives. I think he replied to me and he told me that he's going to do another Advanced Plus with other creatives. I hope that it worked for you. Or even if it wasn't going to work, or you can do crazy method Advanced Plus that you can use. Or you can duplicate this campaign if you have a very dominant ad in Advanced Plus and just test all the other creatives inside to see if there's another winner also there without. So you duplicate it and you remove the one that is the winning ad in the other campaign, in the first campaign. But why we're saying this? Because no matter what is going to happen on the second campaign, this campaign is not going to be ruined and you're going to be able to hold it. The next logic says to scale it 20% every day, but I wouldn't go to that, especially since you have only one campaign. Next one. Is it still working? If not, what are the updated methods? He's talking about one video that I have done 2 years ago, I believe. How to target a single person with Facebook ads. The philosophy was was super simple. So basically, let's say that you want to target the CEO of Coca-Cola. And she's a woman. And what we are going to do here is this. We have her email that she's using for Facebook ads. Don't ask me how. Somehow you know the email that she's using for Facebook ads. Or maybe you are you're thinking that you know. And you know that this CEO, for example, is living in an area and you want to sell a house over there, and she's one of the few that she can afford it, and you know that she would like it and stuff because you have information. It doesn't matter. It means that you want to target a specific person, a specific area, or somewhere. These discussions, by the way, started with Donald Trump elections and that he was doing ads targeting two or three people at a time and so on. I don't know if you have seen them, but it's a fascinating story. Basically, what we have here is this. We upload a list. We know we have a list of 199 emails or 299. I don't remember the number. Maybe it's 300. The smallest list that you can upload. I think it's 200 or 300 people. You upload 299 emails from men at accounts. And you upload, you put all the list on the list, also one email from the CEO of Coca-Cola, which is a female. And then you run an ad and you just target women. You run an ad with a list that you uploaded and you just target women. That means that you're going to target just one person. Now, somebody might say, why we don't just upload the one email and so on? Because you need to have a minimum number in a list. Which I think it was 300, but even if now it's 500, 600, 700, you just need to find 699 emails of this and then target only the one email by just using in your ad set level men or women targeting. Now, if it's still working, in theory, yes, it should work. Have I tested it? Guys, I haven't done this for a long period. And it would be very funny to tell you the story about how I was targeting one person and the reason about it. In two instances, it was successful. In several others, it wasn't. But in the two instances, it was very funny because there was actually a very good deal that has been closed because we were spamming a person with a specific ad that wasn't super pushy. But eventually, this person actually converted from this ad that was only tailor-made for them. To be honest with you, I was thinking to propose to my wife like that, to make an ad, do you want to marry me, for example, and stuff, and just try to target near the area that she works and try to make it like this. But I thought that, because in the other cases it took us months, I thought that I cannot just wait for months and months and months just to propose like this. But if you ask me, that would be the ideal proposal of Konstantinos to his wife, to just do it like this, you know, just, you know, let's see, hey, Elena, I'm Konstantinos, do you want to marry me, for example, and stuff. But I don't know if I could spend so much money and time for that. It doesn't need a lot of money, by the way. You just spend $5-$10 because you just target to one person. And it's crazy. But let me tell you the most important thing. When you do that and you check every day and you see zero reads. When you see one reads, you're so excited. You said, this master plan worked. You feel like you're from CIA, you know. And I told you, several cases it failed. Never people converted. But there are two cases. One of them. This person actually converted, and I don't know if they ever told him that he converted like this, okay? And at that point, I didn't get paid also a lot of money for that. Anyway, these are the funny stuff, because, and at the end of the day, why get paid? So, well, I told them about the strategy, but on the other hand, why get paid? I just did the ad and I was doing nothing. There's no optimization to that, to the one person. Maybe changing some creatives here and there, try to see, but you're just going blindly. You don't know. Anyway, interesting stuff. Next one, Yasu brother, yeah. Thanks for the uploads. Is there a recommended amount of creatives you would put inside an Advanced Plus? For example, 10 is 10 videos in Advanced Plus campaign the sweet spot? Yeah, I would consider the sweet spot. Also, 100 for me is a sweet spot. $100 and 10 creatives. It doesn't mean that it doesn't work with less, but that's my ideal situation. That's my comfort zone over there. Next one. I see more and more people writing anonymous member comments. Guys, don't... Okay, you can do whatever you want with your name, but in the podcast, I'm not naming you here. We're hiding your names. For me, it's helping because I tend to remember things. And I might see your comment days later and I might remember you. So we will close with two anonymous members. One of them says, anybody know how long does Meta put a daily spending limit on your account? How long does it take to go away? And anyways, to speed up the process. Something that we have answered several times. The reason that I'm putting this question here is this. Recently, guys, in one other account, they removed the limit in one day. Without us sending any message or anything, they removed the limit in one day. On other accounts, it's taking much longer. The biggest that I have seen, but years ago, it was 4 months. And there is no way to speed up the process. Back in the day, you could send them a message. Now, they're not going to do it. They will just tell you that keep spending, pay your bills, and it's going to increase. In that case, it increased in one day, but this person had also other accounts and so on. You cannot spot it anymore. When you were doing a CBO campaign and you were putting a bigger budget from the spending limit, it was giving you an option. Now the only way to see it is on the billing area. You can see where you have the threshold of paying and stuff, and you can see also your daily limit there. You cannot check it another way. I know it because I was running ads for this account that the spending limit was removed in one day, and I could see that I put $200, for example, just to start it in this new ad account, and it spent just $50. And I couldn't find the reason. Then I went to billing. First, I opened a draft campaign and I start putting 100, 200 in order to see if it's going to give me any message about the spending limit. Nothing. So then I went to billing and then I found it there and I said, okay, they don't inform anymore the people on the CBO campaign that is not going to spend this amount of money. Also, in CBO campaigns, there's one thing that says, if you put 50, 60, 70, it says that it might spend 75. This is not your limit. This is the fact that it's going to, what I was referring as a limit, it was an extra message. It was a yellow message. What you have right now there built in, don't get me wrong, it's not the spending limit. It says that if you put 70, Facebook might spend 75, or the minimum it's going to be 65. Based on that, it gives you a range that it might spend a little bit more or a little bit less from the amount of money that you put. Most of the times it's less from the amount of money that you put there. What else? One last thing. Why do we have these limits? Because Facebook wants to combat these scammers and stuff that they do create new ad accounts. And when they create new ad accounts, they're running ads. Imagine having a new ad account and having $10,000. They would just create new ad accounts all the time, run $10,000, get banned, another one, another one, another one. They have these limits as a safety feature so that we're not going to have these people creating ad accounts all the time and running ads that they are bannable. The last question that I have for today is not related with Facebook ads, but it's for the people that they do manage Facebook ads for others. So we have here a very genuine question which I get. Hello, I have a question that is not related to technical ad management, but rather customer service. How would you react if you found out that a client had given another agency the right to run ads without notifying you with a twice bigger budget? I have been working with the client for years, and over time I have been able to develop the pixel and achieve a stable level of sales. He did not mention any specific complaints. I understand that the agency was a friend to the client. At the same time, the client has not stopped working with us. I'm wondering if you have had similar cases and how would you approach it? Because with a developed pixel and double the budget, good results are sure to be achieved. First of all, they're not sure to be achieved. You never know with scaling. But let me tell you, first of all, I don't think that it's wise for, I don't know, maybe you are a very big agency, okay? Okay, but if you're a normal freelancer not doing my numbers and stuff, I don't think that it would be fair to give you what I would have done. Because just to clear this out, what I would have done is I would tell him, pick. Do you want to work with them or with me? Because to be honest with you, I don't give a f- if someone fires me. Okay, I just reached the point of my career that I do work with the people that I want. I work whenever that I want, even if that means that I work all day, but I do work whenever I want. And I do work with people that they value me and all of that. So I would tell him, look, pick, fire me or work with them. You cannot have both, okay? And this is because it's going to interfere with one of my golden rules. If I'm in another account, you don't f***ing touch my ads, okay? You don't touch my ads and you don't interfere with my ads. If you do so, I'm leaving that account, and you can do it on your own. Okay, so that saves the drama from people that they tend to touch ads. Whenever someone touches ads, I'm leaving that account. Okay. Secondly, having a second ad account which is spending, in your case, you are the one that you are being favored because basically you're stealing some sales from his effort. So the smaller account is getting favored a little bit because it's getting sales from the effort of the other bigger account. But on the other hand, it's still interference to the ads. This is how I would see it, that I'm getting someone else doing ads with the same pixel and everything. So it's interfering with sales that I might have got. But this is what I would do, okay? Now, in your case, if you need the money, if I needed the money, what I would do is that, and to be honest with you, I didn't realize that until I started consulting with people that they're doing freelancing. And I was telling them these kind of things, and the answer was, but I need the money. How can you tell me to stop working with them? And then I said, yeah, you f***ing idiot, Konstantinos. How can you say to someone to lose all of his revenue just because you are making money and stuff and you're in a good position? It doesn't mean that everyone is in a good position. So if this is important for you, what I would do is I would try to keep working with him and try to do the best that I can. And, you know, the other person is getting more money and stuff, but you can do nothing about it. I would try to do the best that I can and try to maintain the contract for as long as that I could, because this is very important money for me and revenue. On the other hand, you cannot confront someone because he took a friend of his to test things. This is how the societies are working. You might have someone working with someone because they're good friends, even if he's doing a lesser job. The most important thing that I told you in the messages, and you found this a little bit of strange, is that I told you that results don't matter so much in another account. They do matter, but not so much as the relationship that you have with the client. You might have a client, for example, that is getting 10 ROAS and he's going to be a pain in the ass to work with, and you don't want to work with 10 ROAS with 2 break-even. And you might have a client which is having 2 break-even and 2.5 ROAS, and she's lovely to work with, she's lovely to work with, and you're working together for years and years because you have a good understanding. So ROAS is not the most important thing. This is a mistake that a lot of people do when they start doing Facebook ads, and they think that it's about ROAS. It's not about ROAS. It's about relationship with people. I have a lot of good relationships with a lot of business owners, which I'm working with them for years. And most of them, they have been also to my wedding. Because this is what kind of relationships I like to have with people that I work with. Because for me, it's personal after some point. Having another account for 1 year and scaling, the case studies that I showed you, these are the accounts are my babies. I cannot consider this as purely professional and just business. No, it's personal for me. After some point. But whoever is not respecting, or whoever is not, when I see that someone is not going to pay me the amount of money that I want for the work, or how I value, maybe I'm Napoleon, okay, and I'm crazy. This is how I value myself, okay? If someone cannot accept that and doesn't want to pay it or accept it or whatever, he can find someone else to work with. You can find people that they are that they like to have an expert. You can find people that they like to have yes men next to them. You can find people that they don't like to object them. You can find people that they like to have conversations with you and they want to learn. There's so many different categories, and this is why I don't believe that there's what we call the best marketeer in the world. There's no such thing. It's about the relationships that people have with people. And maybe in your case, you can find people that are very strict and they just like to be only business with you. With me, this is not working. If someone is only business with me and I cannot talk to them and it's just business, 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 most of the times it's not ending well, because I'd like to have a different relationship. It's the way that you work with people, okay? And when it comes to client management, what we do with the Facebook ad account is 50%, and the client management is another 50%. Because I told you, maybe you have 10 ROAS, but you have a stupid person or an owner which doesn't understand that 10 ROAS is good, for example, and he wants 20 just because he wants it. Okay. That's the case with the management. It's all about the chemistry that you have also with the client. It's not only about that. And on the other hand, let me tell you this. If I have clients for years and years, nobody come and tell me that, no, this is not correct. And don't fuck off. It's correct for me. This is how I like to work, okay? And it's working very well for me. I'm doing very well. If clients are leaving because you have an idea about something and clients are leaving all the time, then you should see it again. In my case, what I'm telling you, it's coming from my personal experience, that you don't build only an ad account. You build also your relationship with the client. One example before we close this topic. Let's say that you are having for 6 months Very good results. Let's say that you have break-even ROAS of 3 and you're having 5. And you're scaling and everything's going well. And you have 2 months which are bad. If you don't have good relationship with the client and it's just strictly business, he's going to fire you because he says, you're just a piece of meat. You're giving me 3 ROAS while you were giving me 5 ROAS in the previous months. And I'm going to fire you and hire someone else. And maybe it was just a bad period of 2 months. Maybe he has done a mistake with the site. Maybe he wasn't having stock. If you don't have a good relationship with the person in order to have discussed all of these things, what is it going to happen if we don't have good ROAS for a month? Okay. Do you trust me in order to tell you that don't change the budget, we will stay like this and we're going to be fine? This thing happened for me in the previous year. I was having clients that we were having bad months and they were telling me, no, do your thing. We do trust you. And the results of the case studies that I showed you, okay, which are new clients. These are 1 year old clients. We closed 1 year on August. And they were telling me, okay, I have 5-6 months that I have gained this trust. But again, this is building a relationship. And I'm telling to them, look, it's going to be 20 days that are going to be not so good. Fine. At the end of the month, I'm showing that the average, though, it was good because we're having 10 good days at the start of the month. Fine. The other time they told me that, hey, we do know that as long as you keep scaling, we're seeing scaling calls on Klaviyo and other things and stuff. So keep doing what you're doing. And let's lower a little bit, for example, the break-even ROAS because we see the growth on the other channels. Discussions like this with normal people that they're truly businessmen and stuff. This is why, for example, I don't like to work with dropshippers because most dropshippers, they don't understand that. They have a mentality, they're not experienced. They have a mentality that they have to make 6, 7, 10 ROAS because the whole industry of dropshipping is lying to them about the ROAS and all of that and everything. And at the end of the day, most of the times, guys, it's going after 3-4 months, they were going to tell you I'm out of stock. My site is happening this, I have taxation that I haven't paid, all of these kind of things. They are not serious about it. This is why I don't like to work with them. I'm not saying that they are not successful dropshipping stores, there are. It's not good to work for them because for me, I'm going to lose 3, 4, 5 months scaling in another account that it's going to stop existing just because the owner went to Dubai and he needs the money and he's going to do something else. Because he needs the money to establish that, for example, okay? So, this kind of stuff. Anyway, I hope that this covers it. Let's go to the Freelancer Diaries. Just a small one there, because actually, guys, I was actually amazed when I have seen it. All of these years, I have been approached by several industries. One of the industries that approached me was gambling also. This is the first guy that I can see that he wants to do gambling ads. What is this? Cloak Facebook ads. Looking for an experienced Facebook ads cloak ad developer. You will help me run a Facebook ad targeting the gambling niche. English language, highly appreciated, preferred. My budget is 100 total and can be a lot more if it's successful with conversions. I want more traffic to my business Facebook page. The first time, guys, that I have seen someone trying to do a business with gambling and he's broke. The first time. Okay. Most probably, this is a gambler who wants to do something with gambling. And look, the way that he's trying to approach it is also gambling. He says, I'm going to toss 100. That's my budget. If it's going to work, it's a coin toss, it's a gamble. If it's going to work, I'm going to pay more for it. And I was actually intrigued when I was reading it, because what caught my attention is that all the people, guys, that I have seen, that they do ads with gambling and stuff, even if they're starting now or even if they have something established, they're macho guys. They're going to pay you and stuff and all good. But this is the first person that is actually broke. I have never seen someone trying to run ads for gambling while they're being broke and they have $100 total budget. Okay, not even per day. That's all I had for you guys. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed this podcast today. I wish this one was the 1 year podcast, but we will do the next one. Something good, I guess. Most probably we're going to name it also 1 year podcast. So I really enjoyed it. I hope that I didn't say anything insulting about Bloatout again or whatever. And guys, there's no need for you to go and show him again my podcast and stuff. Let that stay where it is. Just leave it. I hope that we helped people understand more, like Jonathan with his crazy scaling, which is good because it means that he's going to learn more and more about Facebook ads, and maybe he's going to become better and better, because everything is just an experience and something that gets us closer to our ultimate goals and success. Have a nice day, guys, and I will see you on the next one. This was the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Like it or not, it is what it is.